and more than likely get score, possibly get that win. Three back set. Kutchmar under center. Run left is Finn, and he's got that first down. Gain of 6 for Finn Kretschmar. 19 carries, 140 yards so far. Boy, Nakusa, they are just rolling up that yardage. It's actually just the second time that they're scoring over 30 points in a game. They had 49 last week. Nothing the week before against Berlin. Otherwise, they've won games 20, 20, and 22 points. So really padding that average for their offensive statistics. Nash Kretschmeyer, he's under center. Ball at the Wapan 38-yard line. And that gets Eli Anderson. He goes to the right side. Doesn't appear there's anything moving there for him, and there wasn't. So no gain on the play. Brings up 2nd and 10 for Nakusa from the Wapan 38. That's Wapan, Watoma, Wauwatosa, Wapaka. Man, there's just so many of those names. We can say them, or I can say them. Just sometimes I stumble over them. Which one is it? Waukesha. There's motion going to left side for Nakusa. And there was a false start for Nakusa, so they move back 5 yards. Relatively clean game for Nakusa. 5 penalties for 45 yards. I mean, a couple of them were 15-yard varieties, which you do not want. But when you're up 30 to 14 and the clock's running under 7.5 to go, you got to be pretty happy. No rush for Nakusa. Just get the first down. Just do it. Those big boys on the line, man, they're really doing a good job opening up those holes for the papermakers to score through. Formation moves to the left side. And that's going to be a pitch to Finn Kretschmeyer. He gets blown up in the backfield, and that's a substantial loss. 5 yard loss there for Finn Kretschmeyer. 20 carries for him. And that brings up a third and about 20. Yeah, right about 3rd and 20. So Nakusa, barring getting this, they'll have to kick it away. Going to have to be smart on this. Don't want to turn over here. And give Wapan a extra chance as it looks like they are moving back in the shotgun formation. Receiver 2 on the near side, 1 at the top of the screen. Nash steps over to his right, and he takes it, tucks it, and runs. And he gets met right in the 45-yard line. Almost hits the official. So he moves from the 48 all the way up to the 45. So it was a nice little gain on the play. Gain of 8. But it's going to be 4th down, going to punt here for Nakusa as they're going to let more time run off. Probably going to take a delay of game or get right close to it. Officials counting, and no delay of game. That's a nice punt there by Nash Kretschmeyer. Bounces at the 20, keeps bouncing, and it's rolling, and it gets into the end zone. Diving was Finn Kretschmeyer. Nearly got it. Nice effort for the young man as Wapan will be taking over on their own 20-yard line. 5:27 left to go in the game. So we'll see Wapan. They're going to be throwing the ball a lot, trying to get the ball down the field as quickly as they can and score. So Nakusa has to be ready for it. As quick handoff to the near side. That goes Reeder as he grumbles through. It's taken down before going out of bounds, as that will be double-checking the yardage. Got screened out a little bit on there, as it looks like they will put him down. Not put him down, but a 15-yard gain on that first down for the Warriors. Aiden Reeder, he's big rusher tonight. 11 carries, 74 yards. No score, however. And he only had 4 touches for 8 yards in the first half. Chase Beam, he's back. No back set. 4 receivers wide. There's going to be a flag on the play, and that's going to be wide of the mark. Incomplete. See what the penalty is. Probably illegal formation. Illegal shift, excuse me. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Hey, announcer just called him Wautoma, so I don't feel so bad. It's easy to do. All these different towns, they're similar. First and 15 coming our way here. 4:51 to go in the game. 30-14 lead. Wapan, they really need to get something going here. Is drop back to pass. That's Beam. He throws right over the center, and he's got a caught. Caught at the 50 and brought down. He nearly eluded the final. Nearly eluded the final Nakusa defender. That was Saunders as he pulled that one in from the 30. And 30-yard reception. Three for five in the second half. It's pretty good. Either way, first down for Wapan. No back set. Looking right, rolling right. That's Beam as he throws on the move. Off the fingertips of Braden Torres. So there's another incompletion going the way of Wapan. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Left in the game, going to be 2nd and 10 at the Nakusa 40. Again, next week, Wisconsin Rapids, Eau Claire Memorial. Something's got to give in that one. Both teams are coming in looking for their first game, and I'll tell you what, you can say the record. Not going to be worth watching or listening to. I beg to differ. As quick pass out to the flat for Wapan, and that is just blown up immediately. It was pulled in by 28. Sheridan, Miles Sheridan. And that was a loss of 5. Still completion, however. As 2 receivers top, 2 receivers bottom formation. Chase Baim barking out the orders. Shotgun formation. Snap the ball. Looking left and looking back right. Pass over the middle. And that is caught. Pulled in by Del Ponte. That'll be another first down. And that would be a 20-yard strike. Get my numbers written up here. Back to pass. That's Beam again. He's running for his life, and he slips out of a tackle. Back, throws back, cross his body. Caught to the 10, to the 5. And it is being ruled down at the 1-yard line. 24-yard catch. Trying to see what the call was, but it's just down inside the 1. Wow, that was a heck of a play, and now there is a flag. It was going to be a quarterback keeper right up the middle, but there's a flag on the play, so we'll see what this call is. Wapan really trying to rush this and hurry this. And it was against Nakusa, that inside the 1, there's really not much you can do to move it. Half the distance, so it's first and goal from the 2-inch line, I guess. You know what's coming this time. It's going to be another quarterback keeper. Ball in motion, and he gets stopped on the first push, but he gets in there either way. So that's a 1-yard touchdown run by Beam. And it is now a decent ball game, 10-point game, as the Warriors will be going for 2. The young man down in the end zone for Nakusa, grabbing onto a knee. Hopefully the young man's okay. Trainers out there. Coach is taking a look. Second half effort, heck of a lot better for Waupun, as they've had the ball three times, scored twice now. They can get this game back to one score and put the pressure on Nakusa to grind down about 2.5 minutes here. That's all that's left. So clock is not the friend of Wautoma, or Waupun. Can't stop doing it. Well, you just play Wautoma last week, 49-0 win, and you playing Waupun this week, and it gets tough. Next week, big rivalry game for the Papermakers as they go on the road right down Highway 13, and they will be taking on the Green Devils of Adams Friendship. And this time it was again for Nakusa. Young man that went down with injury was Logan Zeman again. This time he's having a little bit of trouble getting off the field there. He's getting some assistance here from coaches. Really hobbling that right leg. So hopefully he was able to come back in after the last one. Hopefully he can be all right this time as well. So, as we wait for him to get to the sideline, I mean, he's writhing a little bit of pain. Hopefully he'll be all right. But Waupun, they've got some decisions to make here. They got to go for two. Hopefully they make it. Hopefully they make it. If for their case, then it gets back to one possession game. Go for an onside kick or really get a stop. They've only got two timeouts left, so they go to their little funky two-point try formation again. And they quick pass right out to the right side. And nothing doing. The pass failed. So Nakusa's defense came up big. Excellent job for Nakusa sniffing that play out and stopping it. So now we've got a decent ball game here. Still 10-point cushion. Nakusa lead 30-20. 2.5 minutes left to go. Going to take a quick step out here. You can join us back here in a moment on 105.5. FM WIRI.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and mild for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. And near 80 for highs Sunday and Monday with sunshine. Then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. Currently at 62 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
Got the ball set there for Chase Beam as he goes to kick. We're going to see what they're going to be doing, onsides or not. As he runs up to it and he kicks it, and it is onside. High bounce there, pulled in by Eli Anderson. Nakusa gets the ball. So Nakusa ball, a couple first downs. They can salt this one away. It will be 2:32 left to go from their own 42-yard line. Got another final to report. Not a good one, as unfortunately Wisconsin Rapids shut out tonight by a score of 26-0. Very unfortunate result there. Got to look at another game here. It's a big one. That's Spash rolling all over Wausau West, 30-8. And D.C. Evers, they were hosting Eau Claire North. First play, Gets handoff left side by Finn Kretschmar, and he rumbles all the way 7 yards. 6 yards make that. And that's going to be 3 yards shy of the first down. Find the other score I got for you is DC Everest up 48-13 over Eau Claire North. So game's going the way of most of the Wisconsin Valley night. Of course, when it's Valley games, one team's got to win. Just like next week, Rapids Eau Claire Memorial. We'll see how that one goes. As we got a second and three here for Nakusa. Hand off up the right side. That's Finn Kretschmar, and he's going to get it. Needed three, and I think he got four. That's another papermaker first down. It's nine here in the second half. So that clock is just a-running. 1 minute, 40 seconds to go. And Nakusa looks like they're going to celebrate homecoming in style. Just letting the clock run down, under a minute 30 to go. When the game is over, we'll take a quick break, and I can try to compile some numbers and see what we can do there, as there is a whistle, and it's a timeout for the Papermakers. So we're just going to keep her right here. Again, thanks to all our sponsors for these games. Econ Electric, Inc., Home Furniture in Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love, Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. Again, you want to add your business to the list of our sponsors? Feel free to call the office. Stop down, 715-424-1300. And we'll be happy to work for you. Work with you, I should say. We'll work for you, I guess, as well. Another big shout-out to Homestead Golf Course. Randy likes to saunter down there from time to time. He says he golfs. I'm not too sure if he does. But he's still probably a better golfer than I am. No, it's no probably about it. He is a better golfer than I am, but I also don't golf. I've already got enough expensive hobbies I'm not any good at, so don't need to add golf to it. So Nakusa, going to be victory formation, taking a knee. And there is a timeout called for Waupun. A little bit of sportsmanship, gamesmanship. So Nash Kretschmar, technically a loss of one. So Waupun, they're going to battle it a little bit. They are going to add 4 seconds to the time clock, so a minute 14. And we'll go from there. But a little bit of gamesmanship here. I understand what Waupun wants to do, but things are kind of, I'm not going to say over with, but they're pert near there. So hope everyone has a great weekend coming up. Going to be beautiful weather before it starts getting cooler. And it's in the 80s. It makes it tough for me to want to climb up my tree and bow hunt. I might do it in the morning. In the afternoon, I don't know. 80 degrees, and if I did get lucky and get one, I don't know how I'd feel about having to take care of it right away when it's hot. Don't want it to spoil. But don't worry about that if it happens. Anyways, back down here, second and 10, minute 14 to go. And the Kretschmar, he hands it off to Kretschmar. Up the right side, Finn, he falls forward. He gains at least three on the play. Five? I think it's gain of five. And Waupun takes time out. Gain of six, actually, on that. 23 carries, 151 yards, and a score for Finn. That's your big gainer of the night, I'd definitely say that. And Nash, not too shabby either. 16 carries for 122 yards and a score. Hey, that can't go wrong with any of that. As that was the final timeout for Waupun. As up to the line come the Papermakers. Just take a couple knees and get out of here with it. So they're going to line up. Nash keeps it around the right side. He gets hit at the 40, falls forward. Can he use falling forward? That's going to be close. Gain of four. Gain of four on the play. You needed five, so it's going to be a big play here coming up. 45 seconds to go. I think they do have to run one more. So just fall forward, and you'll have your game. Doing a couple little bits of math here that I can, as there will, I believe, have to be one more play run. And Nakusa takes a timeout, so kind of do a little bit of math here, because I do not believe Waupun is going to be getting the ball back. They had a nice effort in that second half as they were able to score on two of their three possessions, but they needed that extra score, and they need to start a little faster, too, for them to get the chance to come back in this game. Thankfully for Nakusa, they just chewed up clock and took care of business. And got the job done. So Nakusa, they end homecoming week on a bright note, happy note, as they get to enjoy this win and get ready for the Gridiron game, the Gridiron Trophy that gets played for next week when they go down to Adams Friendship and take on the Green Devils. That should be another good one. Those rivalry games, whether it's Rapids Point, Nakusa, and Adams, and Sumption and Newman when they play together. Man, just good games. Port Edwards, Holman Bancroft, doesn't matter the sport. 21 seconds go, and Nakusa just got to move forward. Get the first down, game will be over. And they hand it off to Finn Kretschmeyer, and he will get it. He gets one, and he gets two. And that will be your ball game for the Papermakers as they roll on homecoming night to the tune of 30-20 over Waupun. So as the teams get walking out, I'm going to take a step out too for a minute or two so I can do some math. And we'll be back here with the postgame show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, it's a good, happy homecoming conclusion for the Nakusa Papermakers, as they were able to score early and often and just take care of business tonight as they took down Waupun by a 30-20 score. Beautiful night for football weather-wise, and it was a beautiful night for these Papermakers as they got the job done. Started the game out just running the ball all over the place as Finn Kretschmeyer scored a touchdown 2 yards out. And two-point conversion was good for Nakusa's 8-0 lead. Waupun Next drive, they got their first drive. Turned the ball over on downs deep in Nakusa territory. And Nakusa made them pay. They went down the field. A three-yard touchdown run that was turned in by Eli Anderson to put the Papermakers up. And after a Finn Kritchmeyer run, I should say, to put the Papermakers up 16-0. Wapan, another chance to get into it. Unfortunately, things came up dry as they had an interception that led to Nakusa's third score and as many drives. This one was a 22-yard run by Jordan Posh and another Finn Kritchmeyer run. Boy, oh boy, were they cooking. 24-0. Wapan forced a punt on their third drive of the game. Nakusa in business, looking to deliver that dagger, so to speak, from Wayne Larrabee. But not so fast, Lee Corso says, as they go through and get an interception of their own that led to their first touchdown of the game with just 24 seconds left in the first half to make the score 24-6 at the break. Wapan, they got the ball back to start the second half, and they got the job done as they came through and scored to make it 24-14. But Nakusa, boy, they ran tough tonight. That'd be Nash Kretschmeyer. He rolls in from 2 yards out. Two-point conversion wasn't any good, and that would actually turn out to be the final score for Nakusa in the game. Wapan turned the ball over on downs. Nakusa had to punt. Then with just about 2.5 minutes to go, Chase Beam, he rolled in from a yard out. The two-point conversion failed. And that was your final score of the ball game. Nakusa 30 and Wapan 20. As Nakusa's doing their post-game calisthenics out there, jumping jacks. Going to get some individual numbers here for you. Going to go rushing here is Kyler Sonder. He rolled up 7 yards, 7 carries, 14 yards. Hayden Reeder, 11 carries, 74 yards. Chase Beam, not a bad night. Didn't go maybe as well as he would have liked. Passing was great. Rushing was the other story, as he had 5 carries for negative 26 yards. And then the final rusher, that was Caden Del Ponte, as he had 1 rush for 4 yards. That's just kind of a rough night, any way you slice it, for those Wapan Warriors. 16 completions in the game. A whole bunch of yards there. I was trying to get that out, and man, that's a lot of yards. I know he had approaching 200 yards passing in the game, but just still wasn't enough, as they could never get that rushing game going. Really one-dimensional. When you can do that, any level of football, things are going to go very well for you. In the game, in total, no turnovers in terms of fumbles for Wapan, as they had 2 fumbles that they recovered. They finished up with very few first downs in the game, as they had 14 total. And then, of course, they had another 6 penalties for 39 yards on the game. Nakusa, on the other hand, as I said, they really did a good job rushing the ball, and oh boy, did they, as they were led by Finn Kretschmeyer, 24 carries, 153 yards, and a touchdown. Nash Kretschmeyer, 17 carries, 126 yards, and a touchdown. Eli Anderson, 8 carries, 29 yards, and a score of his own. Owen Hugesteger, 2 carries for 2 yards. And Jordan Posh, 1 carry, 22 yards, and a touchdown. So he was getting in on the action as well. Nash Kretschmeyer, he was completed 2 of 2 passing for 29 yards and did have that interception. Those receptions were made by Finn Kretschmeyer for 29 yards. So he had outstanding night, 153 rushing, 29 passing, 182 porpoise yards. I like it. That's a heck of a night for young Finn Kretschmeyer. We had 23 first downs in the game for Nakusa, 3 fumbles, all recovered, and then it would be 5 carries, or 5 penalties, excuse me, for 40 yards. Great night for Nakusa, great night for a win, great night just to catch a good football game, honestly. A couple other scores for our fans out there. Rapids comes up short. A couple shutouts for the Rapids area schools, as Assumption was beat 48-0 by Edgar, defending state champions. And then there was Rapids, who was handed a 26-0 defeat by Marshfield in the battle for Wood County bragging rights. So tough night, but both teams get to come back next week. Assumption, they go over to Pittsville and tangle with the Panthers in Lincoln. They're home battling. Hey, something's got to give. Winless Eau Claire Memorial as everyone tries to get back on the winning side. Hopefully Rapids, they can break through on that one. And we'll see it. We'll have it here on 105.5 WIRI as I'll be back here bringing the action. And we'll see if Randy makes it back. I know he said there could be some stuff coming up for him that he might not be able to make it. But if he does, we'll be happy to have him back. And if not, do the best I can for you, as always, and bring you more wonderful high school sports action. So, I guess that's about all she wrote on tonight, as the Papermakers took care of business 30-20 over Waupun to move to 5-1 overall and 3-1 in the conference. So, for Seth back at the studio, myself, Randy Paul, wherever he is as well, can't forget Randy, hope everyone has a great, safe, and happy weekend. Have fun. Watch the Packers. Watch the Badgers. Watch baseball if you want. It's all about that fun time of year. And keep here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin-wide. Country Legends, 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty bottles still in both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady. Never come down. I'll try anything to
seat right up to first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got this 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, they never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They don't know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm getting drunk on much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. And every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
With the 2024-2025 school year starting, this is a reminder to watch for children walking to and from their schools and bus stops. With the increase in school bus traffic, I'd also like to remind you that it is illegal to pass a bus with its lights flashing and stop sign out. Let's all do our part to keep our kids and our community safe. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. On the campaign trail, former President Donald Trump stumps in Michigan and Vice President Kamala Harris visits the southern border in Arizona.
Even though Donald Trump tried to sabotage the border security bill, it is my pledge to you that as President of the United States, I will bring it back up and proudly sign it into law.
Helene makes landfall in northwest Florida as a Category 4 hurricane and is now blamed for at least 43 deaths in five states. This Lowndes County resident in Georgia says after the storm...
It's time for God to get on your knees and pray. Because it could have been worse than this. We could have been gone.
Israel launches a third attack today in Beirut, saying it's targeting Hezbollah. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Israel has the right to defend itself against terrorism. The way it does so matters. The choices that all parties make in the coming days will determine which path this region is on.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Wiscountry, 105.5 WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and mild for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. And near 80 for highs Sunday and Monday with sunshine. Then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. It's 60 right now.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. I went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more.
back in and I gave you a second chance. Showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Picking you up with a full moon shining and a little bit of luck. We'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We could get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Chicken and aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold. Mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. They can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you. Next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, sitting next to me.
With an eye, it ends with a you. I got a feeling. Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Downstairs, hair's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know. Cause I'm finding an angel off my list, thinking that it don't get no better than this.
Loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do.
Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving you easy.
Wrapped around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. Gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy.
T-shirt and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl day, yes, an old line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big.